After buying the legacy assets of Chevron in Cook Inlet, Hilcorp Alaska is moving forward with plans to increase energy production in several fields there. Part of that plan includes reopening the Drift River Terminal storage facility at the base of Mount Redoubt on the west side of Cook Inlet. But as KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, an eruption of Redoubt in 2009 has many wondering about the wisdom of that plan.
Putting oil at the base of an active volcano is really playing Russian roulette with Cook Inlet fisheries.
That was Bob Shavelson, spokesperson for Cook Inlet Keeper and a vocal opponent of Hilcorp's plan to resume storage operations at Drift River. While the 2009 eruption didn't cause a spill at the site, it did highlight the challenges of dealing with potential disasters in that remote area and the shortcomings of the original plan.
When the eruption occurred in 2009, they evacuated the facility. So there was absolutely no way that they could respond because you can't send people into an active volcano zone and expect them to implement any type of reasonable spill response plan.
But that was then. Hilcorp Alaska spokesperson Lori Nelson says after the events in 2009, Chevron was given a laundry list of improvements to be made and concerns to be addressed by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Among these was an engineering report from the original designer of the flood control system.
We've also integrated an in-depth volcano response plan to the contingency plan. New response planning standards based on expected storage capacity were established and also submitted with the revised oil discharge prevention and contingency plan, which we commonly refer to as the C plan, as well as up-to-date tank inspections and some other facility improvements.
Hilcorp has filed an application with the state for a renewal of the spill prevention plan for the Drift River Terminal and the 42 miles of pipeline that feed into it. The four tanks that would be used can each hold 270,000 barrels of oil. Right now, those tanks are protected by an armored berm that runs around the backside of the tanks and along one side of the facility. Nelson says that berm will be enhanced and a new protection system will be added for the four tanks.
That will be a combination of earthen dike as well as dike fortified by sheet pile to make sure that these berms are strong enough to withstand forces well beyond any typical serpent stance.
Given the potential for natural disasters in the area, a better solution might be to simply construct a pipeline and remove the storage facility from the equation altogether. But Nelson says that's not an option at this time.
Although we do recognize that it's definitely the way to go, to make an immediate impact and to solve our immediate needs for production and to avoid shut-in, Drift River is just the quickest solution for us to do that.
Well, the argument we always get from industry, and we're hearing it from Hilcorp, is that we can't afford to do the right thing. It's not cost effective. We're seeing the same thing here. So at some point, we have to hold industry accountable. Hilcorp is the third largest privately held oil and gas company in the United States. You'd think that they'd have the financial wherewithal to treat the fisheries in Cook Inlet with some respect.
Nelson says she understands the concern about the placement of the storage facility, but also says that operating in geologically active areas in Alaska is almost inevitable.
I feel at this point we've done the research and our homework necessary to make sure that we're doing this safely and hope that Mother Nature cooperates in the long run.
The permitting process for Hilcorp has not yet been finalized. The public has until June 4th to submit their comments to the Department of Environmental Conservation. You can do so and view application materials at their website, dec.alaska.gov. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.